saying about Rav Shua Follett.
Okay. So today we're going to discuss the concept of Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad. And this is very important in the construction of Erevim. The Gemara says, V'amar Rav Chisda Tzuras HaPesach Sh'atzah Min HaTzad Lo Osev Lo Klum. So the Pashup Shad is, when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it's Konami Kan, V'Konami Kan, V'Kon Al Gabayim. So here, we have a string here. Hey, take a look, everybody. Yes. You have two vertical poles and one horizontal, but the horizontal has to be Al Gabayim, on top.
Okay.
But if it's Min HaTzad, means that it is off to the side, it's not on top, it's like over here, so that would be possible. Mm-hmm. So it has to be Kana Mikan, Vikana Mikan, Vikana Al Gabayim.
Okay.
That's the simple shot in the Gemara.
It's like an H?
H is no good.
Right.
No good.
In the Bronx, they rely on being bolted.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
What were you saying? Minatzad is what? It looks like...
It's not Al Gabayim. In other words, the horizontal one is off to the side, like an H. Or it could be even higher up than an H, but it's not on top of the two horizontal.
Vertical, you mean?
It's not on top of the two... The horizontal is not on top of the two verticals.
Okay.
Does it have to be horizontal?
So that we discussed last week, you know, the words, maybe it doesn't have to be totally straight, it could be maybe a little wobbly, we discussed. So, where it says, Tzuras HaPesach She'asah Min HaTzad, Lo Osev Lo Klum. So that is the... Now, the thing is, the Rambam has a unique opinion on this matter.
Well, it says Shalot Wasav Lo Klum instead of Pasul, just because...
Why does it just say Pasul?
Right.
Now, I'll tell you why. Because Pasul usually means, like, you're trying to fulfill a mitzvah. So, it's Pasul. It's a Pasul Lulav. Here, you're just trying to be able to carry in the area. So it's not shy to speak more about Pasul. Also, you didn't accomplish anything.
It's more like a matir type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But isn't constructing a neighbor of a mitzvah or not?
No, but it's not the same type of mitzvah like lulav and shofar. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, meaning it's not necessary.
Yeah. It's not, you know, it was... Now, the Rambam says in page 2, Pesach Shatzuros of the third line of the of Halacha Chaf. Tzuras Pesach Shatzuros also Min Hatzad Ein Aklum. She'ein Derech Pesachim Dios Bekeren Zavis Ela Be'emtza. Whereas I'll give you an example. Let me see if I have a picture from my sefer. Pictures. So I'll draw you a picture then. This is. No. I'll draw a picture. See, normally, the halacha is like this. You need four walls to carry. So you have three complete walls, and then the fourth one is walls, but there's an entrance. The entrance, a Pesach, is considered part of what? Part of a wall. It's considered the continuation of a wall. Because every domain, like here, we have an entrance in the middle of the wall, right? But what if you have, like, you put like this. Take a look. That the opening is off to the side. It's not in the middle of the wall.
The
it's
corner,
off to the side.
The
in the corner. But only on one side of the corner. So the Rambam says that's Min HaTzad. It's off to. It's nothing to do with the construction of the Tzuras HaPesach. It has to do with where you put the door.
Meaning the min hatzad means literally on the side.
On the side. And that's how he learns min hatzad. So, now the question is, would the what would the Rambam say to the other case?
What is the on the Gemara min hatzad?
Where it's the horizontal pole was in the middle and not on top.
So that's how they understand Minatzah.
Right, that's Rashi, right. Not like the Rambam.
Okay, that's fine.
But the question is, what would the Rambam say to Rashi's case? Would that be kosher then?
Right.
Because we have no source to possibly. This is the only source. Is this Gemara?
Would it be Derev Sachem? If that's the that's his, you know, what he's using to get rid of the one from that side.
Oh. So you hear the question? What would the Rambam say?
On right Rashi's type.
What would the Rambam say to Rashi's? Would he say? No, I hold Rashi's case is good. That's what some might say, but the Kesef Mishnah writes on page 2, the Tzuras HaPesach Shasom Min Hatzad Apol Pisha Rifa Rabbeinu Lo Pirshu Min Hatzad Kipeyush Rashi Mikol Mokom L'inyin Dina Mash Medaf L'ditu Im Chibar Kana Ha'elim L'shmei HaKonim Mitzidem Lo Mahanid L'shna Kol Gabeya Mash Mal Gabeya Lo Mitzidem. As he says, Rashi holds it's Avayat's puzzle, but that's Pashit, because the formation of a Tzuras HaPesach is Konamikan, the Kona Al Gabeim.
Side
on top? So if it's not Al Gabeim, that's Pashit. You don't need a separate Gemara of Minatzad.
Al Gabeim means it has to be connected?
It has to be on top. The horizontal wire has to be on top of the two vertical poles.
Does it have to be connected, or is it just way?
No, it doesn't have to be connected. We hold that it can be way on top, and then you can put the lechis as long as the lechis are underneath.
How's it working? Good asik?
So some hold it's meeting good asik, yeah. The question is whether you need to measure it 100% with a plumb line, or is it enough just to look?
Why do you need to measure it for? Good asik goes all the way down. Who cares?
No, but it's only if it's underneath. Only if the vertical poles are underneath the horizontal one.
Well, the vertical pole is the one going this way?
Right, vertical.
And it's underneath that one?
Right.
So if that's, does it have to be aligned 100%?
That's the question. Does it have to be aligned 100% that you have to measure it, or it's enough that you look, it looks good?
Meaning if it's not 100%, it's all for the inch, it doesn't matter.
In other words, as long as it looks like it's underneath. That's... I guarantee you, if you only go based on looking, you'll be off.
You're always off.
Right. But some say that the Torah is given, Lefi Rosei Nayim. Therefore, as long as it's from the perspective of the eyesight. So the question is, did the Rambam hold from this? Now, the Chiddush of the Rambam is that he doesn't have the dinner. See, the normal halacha of min hatzad for the Pesach is like this. Take a look on page...
What do you think Rashi would say about the Rambam's case?
Oh, so I'll tell you in a second. So take a look on page 15. Pischa Bekeren Zovis. So the idea of the Rambam is that it was Bekeren Zovis, off to the side. But normally Keren Zovis means that it's Ochel Shnei Ruchos. That's, in other words, to connect it, you would have to have a horizontal, what do you call it?
Hypotenuse?
Yeah, or what's the...
Perpendicular?
No. To connect it, you would...
A line.
A crooked, a diagonal line.
Slope.
A diagonal line.
Yeah.
Is that the same as the picture?
So the chiddush, no, but the chiddush of the Rambam is even this case is no good. Even if it's, mm-hmm. you put the Pesach onto the side.
I mean, there's only a little gap open, it's not good.
But it's only on one side. There's Karen Zavis. So, but because most Rishonim love Karen Zavis means it's on the corner, it's cutting. So you so to mechaber the two walls, you would have to make draw a diagonal line. Yeah. The Chazon Ish even says a bigger chiddush on page 16. Chazon Ish says on the second picture that even if the horizontal, the diagonal is in the middle of the wall, that's also no good.
As long as you have a gap, any gap. So
you can have a gap, but it has to be in the middle. But it has to be according to the Chazon Ish. On the same
plane.
But one is here, one is here. Even though it's in the middle, that's a bit chiddush. Because Karen's office means in the corner. So the Rambam's mechanish, the corner even means one ruach. Mm-hmm. You know, it's only on the north of the and the which we call the other Rishonim say, no, it's Ochol Shnei Ruchos. Now,
this one means, Chazon Ish would say it's towards the Pesach.
Chazon Ish would say that this Pesach is not good. This Pesach is not good. Now, the Taz has a chiddush. Well, let's look on picture on page 20. We have picture 14 and picture 15. So let's go.
The Chazon Ish holds that case is a problem. This case will be here.
Yeah.
Is a problem because what? Any gap?
In other words, normally a gap is good if it's a Pesach. So if it's less than 10 amos, it's a Pesach.
So this is also a Pesach.
Yeah, but it can't be a Pesach. Can't be Bekeren Zavis. So normally most people learn that means it can't be in the corner, like over here, like this picture.
Right.
The Chiddush of Chazon Ish is no, even if it's not the corner. But even if it's the middle, but you would have to draw, if you want to close up the gap, you would have to draw a diagonal.
So
what's the definition of a Karen Zavis, though?
Anytime there's a gap, that if you want to close up the gap, you would have to draw
a horizontal
line. A diagonal, that would be no good.
According to Chazon Ish, it doesn't matter where it is. As long as you have to draw a diagonal
right.
line.
And according to most Rishonim, it's only what?
It's in the corner.
And according to the Rambam, only a diagonal in the corner, according to others. According to the Rambam, even if it's not a diagonal, but if it's like this picture, it would not be good. Because he calls this a Karen Zavis, even though you wouldn't have to draw a diagonal. To call you just extend the...
That's even more common than the calculation.
Yeah. Oh, so the Taz has a chiddush. What if it's not really on top? But you see over here, it's not on top of the vertical poles. But the vertical poles aren't going more than the horizontal.
Whatever.
Right? It's equal. In other words, it's not jutting out. The horizontal, it's not jutting out. So then. That would be
14.
That would be okay, according to the Taz. According to the Taz, that would be okay. Picture 14.
Was a bird's eye view? What would be okay? That this is an okay Tzuras HaPesach?
That would be an okay Tzuras HaPesach.
What is the difference
this whole big thing?
14 or 15?
Now look at 15. 15, look at
the
difference.
The
it's on top of the vertical. You see,
it's
weird.
Laid
look
across
at it.
On the top of the vertical.
Look at it, Harav.
15 to 15 looks like the same
no,
thing.
No. Look carefully, Harav. Look carefully. 14, it's not on top of the...
On top of the...
Yeah.
On 15, 14 is worse.
14 is worse.
14 is worse. But the Taz says it's still kosher. It would only be possible if the verticals are extended further up. and then the horizontal is lower down, then it would be possible. But he said that, and who, and in 15, it's mamish on top, that for sure is kosher.
In 14, what if there's less than a tefillah from the top?
Also, oh, Rav Abadi says, look at Rav Abadi at the bottom. Look at Rav Abadi. He wants to say a chiddush to the Taz that even if it goes above, but it's still lovered, it's less than three tfachim. In other words, it's minatzad, but it's less than three tfachim from the top. That would also be good. That's a chiddush.
One second, I don't understand. What's Rav Abadi saying? Rav Abadi saying that
Like this. The Taz says that this case is okay.
This is picture number 14.
Yeah.
Right, and the other case is no good is like this.
That's
one. Right. He's mavato, as it were, the short extension of above the horizontal bar.
Who?
Body.
No, I didn't explain what Rabbi says.
He's accommodating.
Rabbi says like this, even if it's like this,
right, less than three
but if it's less than three tefachim from the top, you'd say love and it'll be okay.
Love
would not work.
No, because maybe this is still called Menatzah.
But that's the idea of love. That's the whole din of love.
Yeah, but maybe love it is only if it's love it to something. Here it's just love it to the air.
I don't know. Love it,
usually means...
Love it is Arsmichta, so what's the problem with that?
No, but Arsmichta means... that it's one thing is connected to the other.
Oh, you mean if you have two walls or something, you have a gap here to there.
Yeah, right. But here...
But you can't just connect it to here.
Right.
What about Gudasik?
Gudasik is not a din love. That's a separate halacha. So that's a chiddush. Rav Abadi says even if it's lower down, within three tefachim, it would be okay. That's his chiddush. But the Tosefah Shabbos, look here, between the two pictures I read, Om the Masefer Tosefah Shabbos, what's the Sefer Tosefah Shabbos? Is a classical Sefer, I mean, on Hilchos Shabbos and Erevin. I once heard from Rav Naftali Beer, from the Rosh Kollel in Boston, that from Rav Aaron Kotler, he says that just like when you learn Choshen Mishpat, you have to learn with the Ksois, so too when you learn Or Chaim, you have to learn with the Tosefah Shabbos. That's what I heard.
When was that written about?
What year was that written? Dr. Einstein could tell us the exact year. It's a complicated name.
Rav Beer?
No, Naftali Beer is the Rosh Kollel in Brookline, Massachusetts. In the Kollel there. He's
not Brookline, not Brighton. Another Kollel in Brighton, I would think.
These cases that the Taz has mentioned, nothing to do with
Tura. In Brighton, I think, right?
Yeah, okay, wherever the call was at this
point. I was there.
Okay. Yeah? So, Sefer Shabbos. Okay. When you get it, you'll tell us. Okay, there's another important halacha on page 21. You got to look at the picture here.
Born around 1700, died 1778.
What's his name?
Rabbi Rafal Meisels. That's like a Sot, that became a Sotmer name, right? Meisel?
Who is that? Yeah. Now, there's another interesting halacha. You see, a lot of times in Erevin, what we try to do is use telephone poles to be the Tzuras HaPesach. Because like Rabbi Willick pointed out, telephone poles is already there. You don't have to put up anything. And they don't fall down as regular.
But that's straight, though.
What's not straight?
The telephone poles and the wires.
Okay.
Either or.
But that we discussed last week, that maybe they don't have to be straight. And some. So, so what if sometimes you see the wire, it goes through the pole? goes through the pole. Is that considered, that's called tochav, goes through. It's not off to the side, it's not on top either, but it, the halacha is supposed to be on top, the wire, not off to the side. But what if it goes through? Through the pole, there's a hole in the pole, is that cool, is that good or no? Or no good? So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that that's good. Because it's on top of the rest of it.
Well, if it's going through, it could go through not at the top of the pole.
It's not at the top of the pole.
So then,
but it's considered on top then, because it's going through.
Because it's going on top of what's on below, as opposed to if it comes from the side, it's not going on top of anything.
It could be above some of it.
Right. So if it's going through, even though it's not going on top, that would
Because it's going through, so it's
on top of the rest of the the vertical poles. You see, when it goes off to the side, it's not on top of anything.
Okay.
When it's over here, it's perfect. But when it's going through, that's considered, some say that's not good, that's Minatzan also. That's the machlokes here, the Prima Donim
seems to every time?
What?
Can you apply that reasoning to every time the Torah says Pesach Minatzan? That it's just like, oh, it's on top of whatever it's above, like on the ground.
No, it's air. What is it on top of? If it goes like this from the side, it's not on top of anything.
But you're saying here it's on top of the literal wooden pole.
Yeah, because it's going through, so whatever underneath it, it's on top of.
Most of the pole
is
on top of it.
Yeah. Well,
what if it was going on the side of a pole, but there is a protrusion from the poles underneath it, like a loop or something?
Oh, let me show you. So,
bracket.
Yeah, so there's another question here. I'll show you a picture on page 23. Or, hey, before we get to 23, look on page 22. Some good pictures.
The brother of the Choshen Yeshua.
Where's
where we get all these pictures from?
I guess drew them for him, and then he, my editor.
Nice.
What would you see that? So there, it goes around, and then it goes from the last thing, it goes out. But then it's going out from a lower position than the top, because it's a V. It's like the shape of a V. It's going out from the bottom of the V. So is that Minatzad or no? It's going, because it's on top of the...
What does that mean, going out from the bottom?
This is like a V.
Right.
So this thing, this string that's going to go out,
right,
is leaving the V from the bottom, well, you know, this part of the V. Well, say you have... Like this, you have a V shape, and now, is this Minatzad?
Oh. Why would it not be Minatzad?
Because one hand should be here, but the answer is no, but it's on top of this.
No, but the top has to be on top of the top part.
No. So if you hold from Tochov is good, it's going through, it's not the top of the top part. It's only on top of the things underneath it. It's not the top of the top part.
Type of thing like it happened normally or
anything, but this, let me show you this other picture here, page 23. This happens a lot. You ever see these telephone poles like this? They have a like this shape, and then
Salem.
What?
Salem,
like a
yeah.
T, yeah.
Right. Like a T, but then the string is going more from the side, not on top of this. It's like a plus sign. It's going off to the side. Come, Rabbi Wolfish. This is Rabbi Wolfish Lita. You know Rabbi Wolfish? Oh, Rabbi Einstein. Both Mount Sinai grads?
Yeah.
We're in school together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Kasher Yid. So look here on page 23. Look at the packet.
What's happening in this V?
You know, Mark Candle, this is Chashev Yid. So the question is, if you have a telephone pole that is like a T, right? But the horizontal string is not going on the top. It's going off to the what? To the side.
Not good.
So is that good or not good?
No.
That should be good.
If 17 is good,
this should be good.
Right, if the V is good, why not this?
Because the V, at least it's on top of the main, you know,
vertical
thing. Here, it's on top of this thing, which is, after that is nothing, is air. So he says, Only Inyan Matzina Shatoli B'din Tzuras HaPesach Os Gimel Hu L'Gabe HaTelegraph Sheish Tzura Kimin Chassi V'Erif. Right, like across kazet, kuloma sheish vav. Vav is like a hook. She yotzim in a kana v'akana elyon over alav.
What's the difference between 18 and 19?
Yeah,
we didn't get to that yet. Who b'shuto near shuzem mikri tzuras hapesach menatzad. Right, that chor is no good. It's menatzad. It's not al gabei. Omer b'shut chavolim b'neimim. Who's that? Rav Grobart. He was a rav where? In Canada, in Toronto, Kavolim Benimim, Kosev Vihinei L'Inyan Dina Haminig L'Hatir Al Gidei Telegraph, that this is okay. And that was the, in Europe, Chayim Nogu third white line, Nogu Ata Bevarsha. And the Marsham, Hillel Hakel.
This is also to the side.
So that was the story, I mean, Will pointed out, in Toronto, they had, the Erev was based on that. That they used telephone poles. But they were all menatzad. But they considered it that it wasn't menatzad, since it was going on top of...
On top of one direction, at least.
On top of the horizontal thing. That's, since it's on top of the horizontal thing, that's good enough. Which the idea is, here they say, look how he explains it towards the bottom. He says it's like a tree, he says two last lines. Gamke nikra rosha ilam. It's like a tree. So a tree has branches, many branches. So what's the top of the tree? So he says you can view every branch to be, there's the bark, you know, and then it branches out. So maybe every branch is considered like the top of the tree. So anything that goes on any one of the branches, it would be good.
But where is it? It's not a petach, is it? I mean, it doesn't look like a petach like the others.
Right. Yeah. So the original Erev, as Rabbi Will pointed out, in Toronto was made on this kula. But then they decided they're not going to rely on that. Then they built a new Erev.
What is this thing?
Shlomo Miller, they built a new Erev, not relying on this. This was an old kula, you know, that was used in Europe or other places, you know. That today... If you use it, you know, people would get a little nervous about you. You know what I mean?
But I understand. So in,
you know, like Rabbi Willig once said, not in this context necessarily, but this would be a kula sheina tzibur yicholim lamud bo. You always speak about a chumra sheina tzibur. Yeah, it's a kula.
Well, people say that it's. Why people can be suspects?
Because the, you know, because maybe that's called menatzat. Because the ikra thing is the lechi is the vertical pole, so it should be on top. If it's not on top, then the cards are on the top. Ah, it's on top of this horizontal thing, but the horizontal thing is not the lechi.
Aren't we doing a similar type of thing for what the Aruch HaShulchan says? And lying, oh, but that's okay.
Because there it's tochuv, it's going through the vertical pole, so that's much better. Oh, yeah, so what's the difference between picture 18 and picture 19? That's a good question. Why is that different? I don't know. I have to look at it. Looks like the same picture to me.
Yeah.
Lines are thicker in 19.
Right, I saw that.
But as far as just structure.
So now take a look on page 25. We have to say over this because it would be right not to say over this. I'll tell you why in a second. Page 25. When you make a chuppah, so you have to make sure that it's not menatzad. In other words, what do you do with chuppah? You have four poles, right. And then you have like a... We're going to see. And then you have the what? The talus or whatever. It's on top. So what if it's on top and atzad and not on gabeh? So our poskim don't be in a siyas chuppah. Page 25. B'shas nesu'in. In tzorach l'daktik shetzuras ha-pesach shal chuppah yu al gabah v'lo min atzad. Because you could view the chuppah as four tzuras ha-pesachs. Right? Because having an al gabeh, the talus on top is like the, you know, the... So basically, you're creating a domain to the chassan to bring the kala into the domain. So it could be working midin what? It's for tzuras ha-pesach. So maybe it has to be daft al gabeh. But if the talus would be min hatzad, it wouldn't be a tap, then it would be pasul. So poskim donu b'inyan tzias chupa v'shas nesuin and tzarech l'daknei shusur sepesach chupa yu al gabav v'lo min hatzad v'ine chosef haramah, page 26. Question is, what is a chuppah? So there are different shitas. What does chuppah mean? Some shitas hold chuppah means when you bring her home. That's the chuppah. Some poskim hold chuppah is cohabiting together. And the Ramah made this new idea that the chuppah is this structure, and what we call the chuppah today. Which l'chor is very difficult, because what does it have to do with anything? The Rishonim didn't say such a thing. That's a chuppah. A chuppah means either yichud or, you know, or something like that.
Just the talus.
You're in this little canopy, you know. So some want to say that it's working midin tzur sapesach. So it's like his rishus.
I was once in a chuppah and they kicked everybody off from under the chuppah except the chutz of the cow.
Oh. To make a...
Originally, they
would
build it just for the
seven brachot, right? Yeah. Look on page 5, line 5. Ezek Hodesh, Agon Avram David Vorman. That's from Buchach. That's this Rabbi Vorman from Hank. He's a descendant of this person. Be a minig Ramon, Kosov Daldea, Amdim Klonus, Hem Tsuras, Apesa, Ma'arba, Ruchos Holom. So the Buchacha says that Koloma Shachupa he arba tzuras ha-pesach mibdal rukos tavi kebeso shal chasim. Kebeso shal chasim. Then we have Shechner, here we quote here, the next paragraph. that he thinks not, that maybe the whole idea, if you look in the old pictures, Rabbi Bamberger, we talked about a book, Sharoshim Minhage Ashkenaz,
Hamburger,
right. They used to just use, the chuppah was that the chassan and kala had a talus over them, like if you would just take a talus and put it over you and your wife.
Like Birkas Kohanim when you do it on your kids? Or
yeah,
something?
Exactly. That's what it was like. Nothing. So, Shachar thought that was
sufficient.
So therefore the chuppah we do today was an extension of that. Farasta knafecha ala masecha. That you're bringing her in. And the Buchacha says what? That it's no, it's midin sur sa pesach. So if you look here in the footnote on page 27, I am Beshut Bear Mordechai, La Rava Gun Rav Mordechai Vorian. Hashem Yim Kamgalo, Rav Avmezen de Kalkodesh Nitra. Shekosav al Divre Hadas Kadoshim Hupela. Hilo Shamanu Mi Olam Shea Kepeda Ba Chupa Shea Nasa Ketikon Hakadim Shea Be'erim.
Have you started teaching him?
What?
Have you started teaching him?
When I wrote the Sefer? No. I think the Sefer was before. So even if you did it min atzad, it would be okay. But it's a good idea to be machmer. That's what usually happens. That's a pun, because that was the Das Kedoshim, was the person who said that you're supposed to be machmir. So we should be B'nai Das Kedoshim, and we should be machmir, that shouldn't be Menatzat.
Usually have people holding the pole, so that's not a permanent clipper then.
Yeah, right. So Pashas is, yeah.
What is it, me v'lamad b'peretz adam me'olam?
Where, shall we?
Starting the third
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Fratcha chotlus is no good cave, v'lamad. In other words, people would do it menatzad, and no one, peretz is with their breach, a breach in halacha. So amad b'peretz means that you're calling out, this is a breach, it's a terrible thing. No one ever said that. It was a terrible thing if it was Menatzad. So the Minig Yisrael is to say it's okay.
That's yours.
So that's a fascinating discussion here. And it becomes very relevant because you want to, as Rabbi Wolf pointed out, you want to use as many telephone poles as you can, because then there's less to do, and there's less that falls down. Because the telephone poles, as Rabbi Wolf pointed out, you are not going to fall down. So then you have a good situation.
Does anyone have a problem with telephone poles? Just like any posting, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
What's the far part?
It was maybe it wasn't made in the Shem Tzur Pesach, something like that. No, but maybe it's not made for Pesach. It's not made to be a Pesach.
It's not really made to be Pesach, right? It's just made to...
It's not made to be a Pesach. So someone would say maybe that could be a problem, but usually we say not that way. Yeah, exactly. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So I was at a camp in the Erev Kachol. The Chazanish says, means you have in mind to use it before Shabbos, even if you didn't make it. L'shem Tzuras HaPesach, that's good.
I was at a camp and the Erev kept falling down.
Both Chazanish is well packed.
Can you have a non-Jew fix the Erev on Shabbos? Yeah?
Yeah.
It worked?
Yeah, because that's the Bal Yitzhak that you could use... a mir lakum for the tzorach of harabim.
So and then you're not coming to love, but that way.
No, because this was the Tzuras of Pesach that you
fell
that you made there originally.
So, I mean, only if it was up before Shabbos and fell on Shabbos that you can be goy? You can't make a goy that wasn't there before Shabbos? So that's a lot also?
No, it's only after love.
Well, it was there. I mean, the case usually is that...
Saying that a situation where it wasn't there and then you decide...
No, that's also... It's also going to be if you're making it for Tzuras HaPesach. He's asking, what if there's a telephone wire?
Mm-hmm.
And then you used it for that. But this is a fascinating... So these are all the shaylos lahalacha. Whether it can't be... And then there's a shaylo whether you could be sumach on the Rambam Shita. And maybe the Rambam holds it's okay, minatah, because the Rambam never learned the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, it's pashut to the Rambam that it's possible. He didn't even need to state that. That's possible. Because it's like Rav Shechter once said from, they asked Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, how do you know Esrog HaMorkav is possible?
What's HaMorkav? What's an Esrog HaMorkav?
You know, grafted.
Oh, grafted.
Right, where does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So he said, it says Esrog. So the same thing over here. Source of Pesach is Kanamikan. That's what it is. So if it's not Algabayim, of course you don't need that. It's possible. You don't need another Gemara to tell me Source of Pesach is Minatzad. That's a right to the Rambam Shita that you need another Chiddush to tell me that even off to the side is no good. Nothing to do with the construct of the actual Source of Pesach.
What about the Rambam Shita of what sort of Pesach when it's out? We say that it's generally okay, even though, or do we ask him like the Rambam that would not be okay?
Usually we don't accept. I mean, usually the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, he says Mao Tzuras HaPesach, page 28. Kanamikan, Mikanol Gabeim. I feel in and Ogeim ahead. Yesh Benim Kama Amos. Vachiye. Go about Kanish and Mikan Mikan Asart Fakim. Mechuvon Regen Akana Elyon. Right? It doesn't even have to touch.
Mm-hmm.
The horizontal. That's what the old Erevin used to do. Mm-hmm. That they would just take a 10th Fakim piece of wood and they would knock it into the pole and they would look to see if it was underneath the wire and then that would be good. That was the old Erevin. The initial Erevin like that. And Mr. Moshe, as Rabbi Ida built the Erevin like that. And then after Rabbi Moshe was Nifter, you know, so then when the person's not there anymore, who's backing the Kula, then people, you know, if Rabbi Moshe would just continue to be alive, no one would say anything.
That applies to the Chumra also.
What?
The Chumra also.
The Chumra of, yeah, right. The Chumra of not making Erevin in certain places.
We never had an Erev crossing in YU.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, Aaron Soloveitchik was very against.
Right.
So he said, I'll let you, you know, if you don't cross Amsterdam, I won't say anything. So they didn't cross Amsterdam. Then when he was Nifter, they crossed Amsterdam. So he was following different opinions. But, right, that's the same. It works both directions.
Right.
And when the person is... you know, and it works. The Kula Chumra, you know, different communities that.
That was in the past week's parsha, right? This is the Kohen.
Shofet Shabi Amecha, right? In your generation.
Yeah.
Oh, page 11. He just go just.
Yes. So Rabbi Hanano has another pshat of Minatzad. I mean, Atzad means you put the two vertical poles, but you didn't put the horizontal one up.
How's that mean, Atzad?
Yeah.
Because you only put the two sides up. You didn't put the top.
That's Agabe, though. How's that side?
No. What are you supposed to do? Two vertical and one horizontal.
Right.
But what if you didn't even put up the horizontal. You just put up the vertical. That's a Tzuras HaPesach. That's another pshat, a third pshat. the Tzuras HaMeach up in HaTzad. You only put the things, the two vertical from the two sides.
Oh, below Tikra.
But you didn't put the...
That makes things a lot easier.
But according to that, it could be that if you put the one on top, then maybe even if it's on the side. But you see, but that's a totally different shot.
Right, on the side.
Below Tikra, below Mashka. El Mezuzah's Bilvat. You only put the vertical poles up and not the horizontal. Okay, so that's a whole new pshat. I didn't do it now because it's, you know, not really accepted on the halacha, but it's a fascinating pshat. Okay, Rabosa, we mentioned, let me just mention again, that the next 2 weeks will be a little bit different. The next 2 weeks, Be'ez Hashem, we see Adon Shemaya. Next week I have a chasna Wednesday night, so we'll try to make the shir Monday night.
A week from 5 days.
Okay, I'll give you the call. You know, the morning call. You'll get the morning call.
So Wednesday, Thursday,
and then 1 second. Yeah. And then the week after, we're going to try to have the Shia Tzom Gedali after the Tainus.
Which is when?
Wednesday night. That's Wednesday night.
Tainus
are
out.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right. I don't have a card here.